This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome to episode number 25, Moments with the Quran. For today's moment, I'm going to take you back a little bit to Surah Al-Mu'minun. And in particular, the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. SubhanAllah. At the beginning of Surah Al-Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a statement that indeed the believers are the ultimately successful ones. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to mention the qualities of the true believers, that they have khushu' in their salah, and we'll discuss this. Also, from their qualities is that they are diligent with regards to the financial obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon them. They are diligent with the rules and regulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon them with regards to their chastity. They are also diligent with regards to their testimony, and so on and so forth. And also they are upon their salah on time and every time. But right at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they have khushu' in their salah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what will make us understand what khushu' is? Khushu' refers to submitting with humility, right? It's not just submitting, but you do it with humility, subhanAllah, with love and exaltation of the Lord that you are submitting to, especially in your salah. This is khushu'. And from the meanings of khushu' is stability, right? So a person is in their salah with khushu', meaning they're in their salah with stability. Their heart is stable, so it means their thoughts are stable, and that in turn means their actions are stable. And we understand this meaning of stability from Surah Al-Fussilat, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you see the earth khashi'ah. What does khashi'ah mean? It means it's stable. And yes, you could say it submits with humility to Allah because Allah commanded it to be stable. So it's stable. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw a person praying and he was fidgeting. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if this person's heart was stable, if it found peace, then the limbs would find peace as well. So khushu', brothers and sisters in Islam. And from our salah, we are rewarded based on the levels of khushu' that we have. We take from our salah the rewards based on the levels of khushu' that we have. And that is why in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Anama, as reported by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he mentions that he had a discussion with Ammar ibn Yasir, and Ammar ibn Yasir said to him that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُصَلِّ الصَّلَاةَ لَا يَأْخُذُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يُكْتَبُ لَهُ مِنْهَا إِلَّا عُشُرُهَا تسعها سبحان الله عشرها تسعها ثمنها سبعها سدسها خمسها ربعها ثلثها سبحان الله and then نصفها. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a servant will pray salah and it won't be written for them from their salah except a tenth of the salah, or a ninth, or an eighth, or a seventh, or a sixth, or a fifth, or a fourth, or a third, or half, depending on the level of khushu' that they have, depending on the level of presence of heart that they had when they prayed, depending on the level of submission with humility that was witnessed from them when they observed that prayer. So no doubt we have an important question to ask. How do we develop khushu', especially with our salah? And the scholars of Islam have highlighted through the reading of the Quran that khushu' is developed through, number one, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an attentive heart, of course. You remember Allah, understanding what you're saying when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you say subhanallah, when you say alhamdulillah, when you say la ilaha illallah, when you say wallahu akbar, what are you saying? Right, and the evidence for this is in Surah Al-Hadid, amongst other ayat in the Quran. But in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that has a time not come for the people of Iman to experience khushu, to submit with humility. Why? Because of the remembrance of Allah. And also because of this Quran that has been revealed in truth. لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. SubhanAllah. So the dhikr of Allah helps develop our humility because we understand Allah more and we train ourselves to understand Allah more than we entered the salah with khushu'. So we really understand who we are worshipping. And also the Quran, Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Also this Qur'an, when you ponder over the Qur'an and the meanings of the Qur'an, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an in Surah Al-Isra, وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you see these people who are diligent with the Qur'an, they fall on their faces with tears, in prostration of course, with tears. Subhanallah, their heart feels it, so their eyes react to what their heart feels. And then Allah says, وَيَزِيدُمْ خُشُوعًا. Their khushu' is increased because of this Qur'an that they are attached to and they read, subhanallah. So this is another way to gain khushu' through dhikr and through pondering over the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In light of Surah Al-Mu'minun and this, brothers and sisters in Islam, we understand that between khushu' and salah is a tight rope. They are interconnected. You need khushu' for your salah. And you can't develop khushu' without your salah. So we say also, to develop khushu' you need your salah. And subhanallah, we took an ayah earlier in our series from Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ. In the earlier moments, in our earlier episodes, we discussed this. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek assistance through patience and salah, or through fasting and salah. As some of the scholars of tafsir have said, patience here means fasting. And some have said that we should seek assistance through our salah by being patient. Some of the scholars of tafsir have said this, that you need a great dose of patience to be able to pray diligently. And Allah says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Subhanallah. Allah says that the salah, this matter is mighty, except for the people of khushu', subhanallah. Except for the people who are able to submit with humility, with ease. So we see how connected the salah is to the concept of khushu'. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the ruling of khushu'? The fuqaha have discussed this. Is it compulsory? Or is it extremely recommended? Or is it a condition? We see different views between the scholars. The majority of the scholars say that it is a noble station and highly recommended in our salah, but it's not a condition. Although some scholars of Islam, I mean, Imam al-Nawawi says there's an ijma', he says there's a consensus of the scholars that it's highly recommended. But this is questionable because we do have, from our Islamic scholarship, those who have said otherwise. We have Imam al-Ghazali from the Shafi'is, who said khushu' is wajib and obligatory in salah. We have Ibn Hamid from the Hanbalis, and Ibn Taymiyyah also from the Hanbalis, who are of the view that having khushu' is wajib. In fact, Imam al-Razi, rahimahullah, he was of the view that khushu' is a condition for salah. So without it, the salah didn't even take place in the first place, subhanallah. However, the majority of the scholars say that it is highly recommended and an extremely noble station, but not compulsory. Why? They say if it's compulsory, this will be too difficult for the ummah. Which one of us can observe our salah without our mind lapsing or our heart lapsing in some way or form? And also, if it was compulsory, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have made it clear to us in unambiguous ways. We would have known it beyond doubt that there wouldn't be any discussion regarding its ruling. Everyone would have understood in a way that's as clear as the sun that it is obligatory, especially given how important salah is. So if this hasn't been done, then it means that it's highly recommended and not obligatory. And we also know, I mean, from the best of us, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he used to say, as Ibn Abi Shayba mentions in his Musannaf, in his compilation of Athar and narrations that go back to the companions. And Imam al-Bukhari also mentions this in his Sahih as a hanging narration. As a hanging narration means it's not, he doesn't mention it as he mentions everything else that he mentions fully in his Sahih. He mentions it as a hanging narration, which means it doesn't have the level of authenticity that, based on the conditions that he set for his other narrations. So he mentions this, which shows that it is authentic, that Umar says, إِنِّي لَأُجَهِّزَ الْجَيْشِ وَأَنَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Umar ibn Khattab used to say that I sort out the affairs of the army whilst I'm praying. Now obviously Umar is not saying this to highlight that he hasn't prayed salah in the way that, in the best way that it should be prayed. But subhanAllah, he was expressing to his companions how much worry he had because of the Muslim army going out, or the battles about to begin, and how this used to weigh heavily on him, subhanAllah, that it used to overwhelm him and take control over him. Now, he's not saying it that he used to do it in a way that it used to overtake the maqsad and objective of salah, even though in other narrations we find that at times this would happen. He'd start the prayer and not be able to read, so the prayer would have to be repeated. This is not saying that this shouldn't be used as support for those who are thinking of other things in their salah. I mean, sometimes people say, subhanAllah, we know how many units of prayer the imam is reading because we have certain parts of our business that we we ordered in our salah, Allahumma musta'an, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And inshallah, this is not true, but just a light message that people share. So we shouldn't use Umar's statement to justify anything, because Umar wasn't saying it as a justification. He was saying it as a worry. And before Umar, we have Abu Bakr. And before Abu Bakr, we have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who carried the affairs of the Ummah in a way far greater than Umar himself. And they used to concentrate in their salah, or they had high levels of concentration in their salah. So this is a discussion about khushu'. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khushu', especially in our salah, and make us people of khushu', and make us people of salah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. This is the lesson for today's moment. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until another moment, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.